Chapter 9. Back Together.
Just a minute,
said Harminder. She looked around, careful not to alarm the gunman. But the car park was dark and empty. There was nobody to ask for help. In the glass of the car window, she saw him raise the gun. Without thinking, she turned around and surprised him with a powerful kick. The man fell back. The gun dropped to the floor and went under the car. His head hit the side of the car and he fell to the ground. Harminder didn't wait for him to wake up. She quickly dialed the number of the emergency services, 999. Every second seemed like a year as she listened to the ringing. Then a woman's voice answered,
Emergency services, which service do you require, police, ambulance or fire?
And Harminder started to cry.
Police, please. Hello, police. There's a man with a gun. He wants to shoot me. I'm outside the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in London.
But before she could finish telling the operator everything, there was a loud bang. Pain. And then, for Harminder, everything went black. Harminder could see lights. Bright white lights, and her first thought was that she was dead. But then she felt someone touch her hand, and her mother's sweet voice said her name. Slowly, Harminder opened her eyes, and her mother's face slowly became clear.
Mum!
It's all right, my darling.
What happened? Where am I?
You were shot, but you're going to be fine. You're in hospital.
What about my baby?
Harminder started to feel frightened.
Your baby's fine.
Harminder saw that there were tears in her mother's eyes, but they were tears of happiness.
I'm going to be a grandmother.
Harminder looked around the room. Parindra was there. Even Shauna and Vanessa were there. Everyone except her dad and Declan. Where were they?
What day is it?
Asked Harminder.
It's Christmas Eve.
You're getting married. And what about your audition, Vanessa?
I got the part, of course. It's a thriller about some dangerous criminals. We're starting filming next week in France.
And I'm getting married in...
Shauna looked excitedly at the clock.
About 3 hours from now. I really must go now. My mum is waiting for me with my dress. But I just wanted to see you before.
We wanted to know that you were okay,
smiled Vanessa. There was only one more thing Harminder wanted to know, but she was also afraid of hearing the answer.
Mum, how did Dad's operation go?
Harminder asked. But before Mina could answer, the door to Harminder's room opened.
I hope this young man drives his car better than he does a wheelchair,
said Harminder's father. Declan pushed him into the room and next to Harminder's bed.
I love you,
Declan whispered and kissed her gently on the lips. Then Harminder's father took her hand.
Harminder, when I heard you were shot and in danger of dying, I thought about all those years. I realized that what is important is that you're happy. And if it is Declan,
he reached up for Declan's hand,
that makes you happy, then I am happy.
Seeing her tears, he looked suddenly worried.
You are happy, aren't you?
Yes,
she said quietly.
I am now. Now that my family is back together.